This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 20th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Townley. Here's today's headlines. Cesar Chavez Day gets renamed. Food industry sues California. California sues Trump over climate policy rollback. And Paraquat spills fuel call for a ban. California lawmakers are moving quickly to rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farm Worker Day, reframing the March 31st observance to recognize the broader agriculture workforce. Legislative leaders yesterday announced plans to advance the change, keeping the date but shifting the focus beyond Cesar Chavez to include farm workers. The proposal comes as lawmakers responded to renewed scrutiny over Chavez's legacy. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas said the intent is to honor those laboring in the fields. The farm worker movement was never about one man, said Rivas, announcing the new legislation yesterday in their floor session. It was built by tens of thousands of workers. Senate President Pro Tem Monique Limon echoed that message, saying that the legislature will, quote, stand with survivors as they navigate decades of trauma and abuse. Senate Republicans are filing similar legislation. Senator Suzette Martinez-Valladares of Santa Clarita, as the daughter and granddaughter of farm workers, called the news deeply personal. Senator Sharon Grove of Bakersfield said the move would honor the victims who have had to carry this secret for decades, while every year people celebrate, march, and dedicate a holiday in its name. Coalition of agriculture groups, dairy producers, packaging manufacturers, restaurants, and grocers filing a federal lawsuit challenging California's Truth in Recycling law, arguing it unlawfully restricts how companies communicate with consumers. The suit alleges the suit targets SB 343, passed in 2021, limiting the use of recycling symbols and claims unless packaging meets strict state criteria. Plaintiffs argue the law violates the First Amendment by prohibiting truthful speech about recyclability. Dairy Institute of California Executive Director Katie Davey argues that California is about to make it harder, not easier, for families to go green, adding that SB 343 forces manufacturers to remove, quote, vital recycling guidance from milk cartons. The coalition also reasons the law imposes California-specific standards that conflict with national labeling practices. Supporters of SB 343 say the measure is necessary to combat misleading environmental claims and ensure recyclability labels reflect what is actually processed by recycling systems. Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta yesterday filed a lawsuit challenging EPA's rescission of its greenhouse gas endangerment finding, launching a major legal fight over federal climate policy. The lawsuit alleges targets on the rollback of the 2009 funding, which determined that greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare and serves as the legal foundation for regulating emissions under the Clean Air Act. California officials argue the repeal is unlawful and ignores established science. Newsom accused the Trump administration of breaking the law and prioritizing polluters, while Bonta said the move abandons EPA's duty to protect public health. The case filed in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit is backed by a coalition of more than two dozen states, cities, and counties. It seeks to vacate the EPA action and restore emission standards tied to the finding. A recent spill of herbicide Paraquat in California prompting calls to get rid of it entirely. The 60-gallon spill in Siskiyou County resulted in a lockdown that affected about 600 residents, including students and teachers at a local elementary school. Jeff Hofstfield, the legislative director at the Environmental Working Group, said this incident is a stark reminder that paraquat is simply too dangerous to be used anywhere near where people live, work, or go to school. Syngenta recently announced it is halting production of the herbicide, but continues to be registered for use in the U.S. Pressure is mounting on both the White House and Congress to provide a new round of payments for farmers. Farm groups appealed directly to President Trump on Tuesday to include farm aid in a supplemental spending package the White House is preparing to fund the war in Iran. A letter from the groups to President Trump doesn't specify an amount of money that's needed for the ag sector, but it does say the turmoil in energy and fertilizer markets created by the war is further stressing the farm economy. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says in this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers that he's looking at $15 billion in additional aid, with $10 billion set aside for specialty crops. Thompson also wants to help the forestry sector by earmarking $200 million for sawmills. Thompson suggests the cost of the additional aid needs to be offset with other spending cuts. Normally, he said, these supplemental bills are not paid for. I think we need to be accountable in terms of finding pay-fors, he said. I'm looking around within the jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee, see where we might be able to find some additional pay-fors. Thompson doesn't think that the dairy industry needs additional aid, in part because of new legislation returning whole milk to school meals and the revenue dairy producers are getting now from breeding beef calves. This week's Newsmakers show will be available today at agripulse.com. The European Parliament's International Trade Committee has approved a deal with the U.S. agreed to last year. Some key adjustments, though. The deal slashes tariffs on a slate of U.S. agriculture exports, but members of Parliament argued it needed a, quote, multi-tiered safety net. The commission attached language to kill the deal if the U.S. fails to make good on its 15% tariff ceiling for most EU products. If the U.S. poses tariffs on EU states or foreign policy decisions, a la Trump's Greenland threats. If the U.S. fails to lower tariffs on some European steel and aluminum products, and if the deal is not reauthorized after 2028. Bernd Lange of the committee chair said in a statement, I do hope that with this vote we are launching a positive dynamic of trade cooperation where mutual interests converge, where tariff threats disappear, and where business and consumers can plan ahead to increase our shared prosperity and affordability. The deal will now go to a vote before the full parliament on March 26th. After that, member states will weigh in. Lange was supposed to be in Washington today, but ended up not joining a parliamentary delegation. A spokesperson for the parliament told AgriPulse he changed his plans to complete, quote, necessary follow-up work following the vote. Here's today's final word. The adversity facing our industry has never been greater, and it's essential that the administration strengthen and expand support for our specialty crop growers. That the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance renewing its call for a dedicated aid package of at least $5 billion for those growers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 20th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.